Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Connections with your host, internationally renowned intuitive psychic medium, Donna Marie Crawford. With clients in more than 30 countries around the world, Donna Marie is known for her compassionate and empathetic readings. Whether you are seeking a connection with a loved one who has passed, or you desire spiritual guidance about a particular challenge that you are facing right now, Donna Marie delights in sharing messages and insights from Spirit. To learn more about Donna Marie and the services that she offers, please visit her website at DonnaMarieCrawford.com, where you can also get access to her free video series, How to Awaken Your Divine Intuition. And now, the host of Spirit Connections, Donna Marie.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining me this evening. It's evening here in Connecticut, and I want to wish everyone a happy, healthy new year. I hope this is the best one you've ever had. I've really had quite a couple weeks off here. I've been very busy here, and boy, the cold moved in quite rapidly the last couple of days. We were below zero last night here, and I think giving me a little difficulty today as well. It seems as if everything's wanting to freeze. I even found traffic lights frozen last night on my travels. So I just, you know, share that with you. I've taken the last couple of weeks off, so I thank you for bearing with me, and I hope you enjoyed your holiday season, and it was joyous and blessed. We were very fortunate on Christmas Eve when my daughter needed an emergency appendix removal. They were able to get the appendix out and able to get her home and settled in for Christmas morning. So we were very grateful and thankful that the souls that were there to help her when she needed the help were there. And she's mending well. So I appreciate all the well wishes from everyone also, because, you know, we all know what the power of positive energy can do. And I thank everyone for their thoughts and prayers for her. Well, today is the first show of 2015, and I'm very excited. I have a lot of calls coming in, and I want to try to get to as many as I can. I always ask for messages of only the best and highest good when doing readings, and I ask Spirit to work with me in the light, because I feel as if when there's light, there is no darkness. It's impossible to have the two together. So I ask, please, for Spirit to always send messages through that energy, and always for your best and highest good. I receive impressions through all my six senses, and that includes, I oftentimes will smell things, physically feel things, I'll visualize things, or I'll just have a knowing. There's times when I interpret them through my life experience, and they're not exactly what the message that Spirit's intending to come through, and that's where we work together. If I was to smell smoke or visualize a fire engine, I may feel there's a soul coming through that wants to convey that they passed in a fire, transitioned into spirit during a fire. But you know it's really a grandfather or a family member who worked as a fireman or woman and drove a fire engine. So I wouldn't have that in my life experience. That would be yours. So I'd give you the signs and things that the impressions I'm receiving, and sometimes it's meant for you to interpret it so that we get it right. I am only the medium, and I do the best I can to try to convey the message Spirit is giving, but there is times where it's misinterpreted or should I say miscommunicated, because it's always they always know what they're trying to say. All right, my first caller today, we'll start doing some readings here, is from area code 516, and the last two numbers on your phone number is 32. Hi, this is Donna Marie. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, this is Sandra. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks for taking
and
the
well
time
wishes
to
your
to join
daughter.
Me. Thank you. Yes, it was quite an occurrence, but as I told her, you know, she's 24, I said, you'll have this to talk about for many years to come. So, everything worked out well, and like I say, we were
Thank
just blessed
good.
To have such
Thank God,
wonderful
right?
souls to take care of her. Oh, yeah, absolutely, and that's the only thing you can do is praise God.
Yes. Well, my question actually is about work. I just wanted to see if you saw anything coming my way.
Okay.
I'll just call
it
work.
I won't
call it career yet because I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like there's almost a need for change in that area of your energy. I don't know if it's, I'm feeling almost as if, I want to even use the phrase forced change. I don't know if you were laid off or you know, there's thoughts of some changes coming there, but I feel as if it's so meant for you to find that purpose and get that fulfillment, and I'm not sure that you're feeling that in this. But it's still so new that I can't tell whether you've even had enough chance to judge that. So the way
I haven't actually,
me is, you haven't actually had the opportunity.
No, I was just going to say I've been unemployed for about over a year now, and I was trying to figure it out. Haven't really come to it, but at this point, I just want to be able to get back to work.
Right, yeah, because you need to get the cash flow flowing.
Yep.
But that's why I say it's almost as if I want to say, Sandra, that it was like I used the term force because it was, like I say, either a layoff, a closing,
yeah,
or, you know.
Yeah, the position
was
changed,
eliminated.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
In the company. Honestly, I don't think he's going to make it through this year.
Yeah,
I'll
that's where I would be as well, because that's really the feeling. That's why I felt it was a forced
situation.
I have a
dear friend that still's there, who's the vice president there, and
it's very difficult. But I have to tell you, I think it was a great thing for you to have that time to, you know, spread your wings a little bit and get a little bit of feel of where you want to go. And that's why I was feeling the new beginnings. And I do feel that, you know, really, you know, you're going to be able to get into something that's more in alignment with what your purpose is and what you really want to be doing. But it's going to be, you know, it's going to be really putting that positive focus and setting that intention with the confidence. And taking the action that you're guided. You know, I even want to say, Sandra, I'd love to see you apply for things that are what you would consider above you, because you have more qualifications than you give yourself credit for. Let me put it that way.
Oh, I always do that.
And even though you're going in a different direction, I think it's applicable in that direction as well.
I'm very humble when it comes to my work experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So it really wouldn't hurt to even employ someone to help you write a resume, because they'll ask you to tell them what you do, and when they write it down, you're going to look at it and say, I can't believe that's me.
I have a pretty good resume. I think my resume is decent. I did have someone help me to write it.
Okay, good. Good.
So I do have
and you
that
look at it
going.
Sometimes wondering, is that really me?
Well, you know what I think it is? It's like I've been kind of applying for things that are outside of the realm of that. So I think people look at it and they think, oh, she has too much experience for this, so they don't call me.
Don't worry about that, because the way I want to say is that even though it's different, a lot of that's going to be applicable, and on that perfect connection, I hear the word sync. It's going to like sync up. They're going to get it.
Okay.
And you're going to get
the
position.
Do you see this being soon?
Yeah, I feel it's going to be a little while more, because I feel as if it's like the way I want to say this is almost a need for you to build confidence through the experience of the interviewing stuff. And it's so hard to even get interviews now that it's incredible the whole way things have changed in securing employment these days. It's boggling. But I do feel as if what I want to say, when I ask for a number, I'm hearing two. So whether it's 2 weeks, 2 months, it's not 2 years, so don't worry about that. It's a lot sooner than that, but it's really getting out there more and getting more you know, more under the belt, because each time you walk in, you're standing up straighter is the way I'm seeing the vision. As you know, you really need to go in and let them know that, you know, you really want this and you're really sure that you can do it, and that, you know, it's a win-win for them, because they're going to really benefit from your experience as well. And that's where it's going to click. when they understand that, they're going to benefit because, you know, that's really the perspective most employers are coming from nowadays. But that really does, I feel like that's the way Spirit's putting it. That's going to be the clincher. They're going to really understand that your experience coming in is going to help them expand. But I do feel it's that by following a different path is really the way you're being guided, even though it's more difficult. And that's often what happens when it's for our best and highest good, I have to say. It can be, and it's so, you know, I wonder why it has to be that way, but it's just part of our journey here. And that's, you know, Spirit just kind of, I get this like warm smile feel about it, you know, it's like.
Oh, I don't even ask why anymore. I just go.
Yeah, you know, it's just exactly because it's all perfect and it does one lead to the next to the next. But I do feel, you know, that the cash flow need is definitely accelerating. So, you know, by following everything, anything and everything, even like I say, if you feel it's something that's, you know, above what you're, because even though you're going into something new, I don't feel it's always, you know, necessary to start at entry level is the way Spirit's given this. I don't know that you're going to necessarily go at total entry level. So, you know, keep that in mind when you're seeing things to, you know, get your foot in the door with.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, and I look forward to hearing how things go.
Thank you. God bless.
Blessings always. Yeah, there's so often times where, you know, things will happen and it'll really turn our world upside down, but when we ask Spirit, it's, you know, it's not something that's really a surprise because it's something that, you know, we start getting feelings about, but we, you know, have life circumstances and we put things off, and eventually we do end up getting moved or moving or guided in that direction. So I'm really confident that Sandra's going to be able to find something positive in this new direction because it's really more in alignment, Sandra, with your purpose. And that's where Spirit's always trying to guide all of us to have more joy and happiness and blessings in our path. Okay, thank you. My next caller is from area code 360, and the last two numbers are 96 on your phone number. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, thank you. My name's Lori.
What's your first name? Hi,
Lori.
Thanks again for calling in. Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to your daughter. I'm glad she had the help.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yep. Oh, yeah. You know, a little excitement never hurt anybody. But she's fine and everything. You know, we were blessed to have it taken care of before it became a major issue. Let's put it that way.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep. Even on New Year's Eve, we were the only ones there, but they took care of us, so that was good.
Oh, you're lucky. You're lucky you didn't have to
wait.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And A1 care, I have to say.
Wow. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I'm calling because I'd like to find it, see if I could, maybe there might be a message about my son. And I was wondering if maybe you could see a number, like when he might talk to me again.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, he has a lot of passion, this soul. He's got, you know, and some of us will think of passion as stubbornness. I could use that word. Because I feel as if he's just, I have to give you, Lori, the words I get, it's almost as if there's a chip on his shoulder that, you know, he's really having to work through some things within himself and come to terms with things that, you know, may be difficult, but I feel he's going to triumph. But he can be very stubborn when people are trying to give him direction. Let's put it that way. A spirit as well as living. Okay? He knows right from wrong, I want to say. This is messages coming through. And he, you know, because of his stubbornness, I feel it's going to take him a little bit of time. But I also feel Spirit is encouraging you to continue sending those positive thoughts and energy that you send all the time. You know, please let this get resolved. Let us be back in contact. because, you know, he really needs that loving nurturing that you're able to provide. When I ask for a number, I receive the number 8. I don't know how that's going to relate to this, but you ask for a number, and that's what I receive from Spirit. They're not always clear as to what they're giving the number for. Could be the 8th month, could be 8 months from now. Was he born in the 8th month of the year?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Thank you. You know, I feel as if it may come around, you know, with that around the birthday time. Do you know, as if each year that, it's been quite a while, Lori, huh?
Yep, years. Years and years.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you. That's why I'm feeling it's, you know, on the change of a year for him. You know, those are kind of, you know, monumental times for all of us. You know, not with the new year just coming, we all tend to do that review. You know, we look back and see how the year went, and then we look forward to where we would like to see things happening in the upcoming year. And we do that at birthdays too, and that's the energy I'm feeling is it's going to be one of those times where he's reviewing things and understanding and knowing that, you know, it's time to let go of what he needs to let go of and reconnect and move forward. Now, if you know, I don't know if the 8 could also relate to the length of time there'll be a separation, or again, I have to say I feel as if it's related to when you're going to reconnect. So it could be either 8 years from the time you were not, or it could be in the 8th month. But I feel as if it's going to be around when he's doing a review, like a life review kind of thing, where he's like realizing it's been so long. Because, you know, that stubbornness will continue to get in his way, and Spirit is working with him to try to, I want to say, buffer it some, so that he understands that it is detrimental at times to be so stubborn and not open to other views, options, or thoughts. Because, you know, it's like once he gets his mind set on one thing, it's really hard to sway it. And I think he's always been that way. He was even probably hard to redirect when he was little. You know, you can usually, if they have one toy, you could take one toy away and give them something else and they're happy. But not him. He wants that first toy back no matter what. He'll climb, you know, a ladder to get it if you put it up high, kind of thing, is the way Spirit's sending the insight through about it's how ingrained it is within him. But he's always being guided to, you know, do what's for the best and highest good. And he really does need that nurturing and love that you're so wanting and willing and able to channel towards him. So I do feel that there will be a reconnect, but his stubbornness does interfere with it.
Well, that's good news,
I know,
though.
Yeah, you know, but continue, you know, Lori, we just, it's so hard for us in our human experience here to really embrace and really understand the strength and the effects that positive energy thoughts can really impact. You know, they've had mass prayer where, you know, they're having millions of people generate prayer for something and it changes, you know, things can change that way. And, you know, when we understand that thoughts are things and it is energy and it does have the power to, you know, help in any situation, then we'll all be able to have a much more peaceful path. So never give up on that positive thinking, because even if you're not seeing the results right in front of you, trust and know they're being received. Okay, so even if he hasn't made the move towards you, it's easing his path where he is, and it's also leading him more in the direction towards the positive thoughts that you're sending. Because he really, you know, he needs that loving, nurturing stuff. I feel it's, you know, there's been lack of that in his life. And he's being guided in that direction. It's just him opening up to receiving that and taking the action on the guidance he's receiving. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling, and I wish I could give you a more definitive answer, but Spirit gives me what I get, and I share everything. So, you know, hold on to, you know, the positive and always be open to receiving all the opportunities to make, you know, what you're most focused on happen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
blessings
you.
Always.
Yes, bless.
Thank you. It's very difficult when, you know, other souls are involved in a situation, because we really can only have control over our actions and the most often times that we can do in a situation that we're feeling hopeless and helpless involving others is really just send that positive energy. And I know it's not the answer we want to hear, but that is what Spirit is sending to share at this time, because it really can benefit all of us to know that, you know, it sounds so simple, and it often is, but the positive thinking really can help quite a bit in every situation in our journey in life. My next caller is from area code 313, and the last two numbers are 71. Thank you so much for joining me. Happy New Year.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how about you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm not going to be too long because people want to chat, so I'm going to get straight to it. Yes, I had a question for you. Happy New Year to you and your daughter and your family also. But my question
What's your first name, honey? Well,
Sherelle.
Sherelle, thank you, Sherelle.
You're welcome. I was wondering, how does a guy named Sam feel about me? Well, when I hear from him, please and thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
So I was wondering, how does a guy named Sam feel about me, and when would I hear from him? Please and thank you.
Okay. Sam. Well, I have to say, he's definitely, the first thing I'm receiving, Sherelle, is he's a little intimidated, because he's like wondering if you're going to think he's good enough for you. Okay, so that's the first thing I'm thinking. So if there's hesitation on his, if there's hesitation on his part, I'm feeling as if, you know, he presents himself as very confident, but oftentimes those of us that put on that very confident front for everyone else, those are the ones that are the most insecure within. And I feel that he has some of that. But I do feel that he's definitely going to contact you. And I want to say I'm hearing 2 to 3. So it'll be 2 to 3 days, 2 to 3 weeks. But I feel he will be connecting with you. But it's going to be, he's kind of shy when he's actually attracted to someone. I feel he's more outgoing. He's more free to be, you know, friendly when he's, or friends when he thinks it's just friends. But if he's attracted to someone, it tends to be a little more difficult for him. And I feel that there is an attraction from him towards you. And I definitely feel you're attracted towards him. So don't be afraid to make sure that he's aware of that as well. And it's almost as if it'll reassure him that if he makes an approach, that it would be received well and he wouldn't be rejected. Because it's,
so
you
would
know,
he ever tell me how does he feel? Like, because he never told me how does he feel about me. And when I try to reach out and contact him and call him, he ignores me. And that never responds back.
Yeah, he's really, you know, it's like he's worried about, once you get to know him good enough, would you still want to, you know, be connected to him? And it's just his insecurities, because I feel like he's a good soul. I mean, he's even attractive. I'm getting like, you know, he's an attractive guy, I hear. It's so funny. He's attractive was the way the phrase came through. And that's why I say often, I think with him, he's a lot more has a lot more insecurities than he's really puts out forward. And once he's feeling attracted to someone, it makes it even more amplified within him. He gets even more nervous, or, you know, but I feel by, you know, letting him know and having the opportunity to even connect with others, you know, around, it'll break the ice and make him a little more aware and comfortable that you're interested too. And it's, you know, it's you want to see that part of him. You're interested in getting to know the inner part of him too. And that, you know, I mean, nobody's perfect, you know. Everybody's got little quirks here and there, and it's
I told
just as
him
if
that.
He feels like he has to be perfect.
Mhm. And I told him how I was
attracted to him.
I have feelings, and I told him everything, but he isn't just in my. He doesn't care what I say. I told him. He's in a relationship also, so I can't really be too involved
like
that,
absolutely.
On that type of.
Yeah, absolutely. But what I strongly am receiving the message from Spirit that it's within him, the insecurity with him, that's making him withhold from connecting further with you. So it's not you.
Okay.
It's definitely him worrying about the connection with you. So, you know, by keeping the channels open and the opportunities available, and, you know, as long as he's absolutely aware, then, you know, it's really going to be up to him. And, you know, it's funny how one message will go into other readings as well. And, you know, when we do... Yeah, isn't it? It's so, I just love the way Spirit moves us, and that's why I often say is, if I'm giving a message to someone else and it connects with you, trust and know it's really meant for you too. So, you know, with this guy, with this energy, it's really, you know, it's so frustrating, but keep sending the positive energy, because I do feel it would be a positive connection. He's a really good soul.
Okay.
All right.
Just back off.
You know, be available and you know, as long as he's aware and let him know. And you know, as it's like when you guys are together in a group of people, he's a lot freer. But when he starts thinking of that one-to-one thing, he gets nervous. So the more time he has to get to know you and know that you're accepting of, you know, shortcomings and not being perfect, the more he's going to be available for you. But I feel it's
a
great connection. Thank you. Blessings and
Happy New Year. Thank you so much. Happy New Year and have a good night, okay?
Thank you. You too.
You're
welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next call and try to get as quickly done as I can. I'm running out of time. The half hour goes so quickly in Spirit. I try to include everything I can. But do trust, if you hear something someone else is receiving, that it really is meant to connect with you as well, because Spirit does move in mysterious ways. Okay, area code 631, and the last two numbers are 73 in your phone. Thank you so much for joining me, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Donna Marie. It's Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
I know we're running out of time. I wanted to ask you, Donna Marie, do you see any kind of love coming into my life, permanent love or anything soon?
Well, I have to say that your energy is projecting to me lots of friendship. You know, there's, you know, you have people that are that would say you're, you know, a great gal or, you know, connect with you on that way. But it's as if it's hard to get over the friendship part and move into that romantics because you're just so giving and loving that you just I'm not going to say give it away for free, because it's not the way, but that's the way it's kind of coming through. It's just like you're just so open to everyone. What I want to say is I definitely feel that Spirit is saying, yes, you have love coming in your life. You have to really give yourself a chance to put yourself in the romantic kind of setting and mindset to focus in that area and to really draw that energy to you, because, you know, you get acquaintances and you get, you know, almost like buddies, but, you know, we're looking for something a little more than that. So by making sure to not send that kind of energy out, that's all that you're kind of, you know, interested in or open to, will help you to draw other souls too that are in alignment with what you're looking for is, you know, some commitment in a relationship. But I'm also feeling that you have to give it more opportunity and follow the things that you have passions about, so you can connect with others who have the same passions, whether it be, you know, volunteering, classes, you know, that kind of a thing, where you have the opportunity to meet others that have the same interests. But I want to say within 6 months' time, you're going to have some interests. So get out there and you know, follow that guidance to give yourself more opportunity to connect with others.
Okay, maybe about the spring then, I guess, huh?
Yeah, you know, but get out there and meet people. Definitely get out and meet more, because, you know, and not just try to be friends. You know, let them know that, you know, you're looking to you know, be a little sexy and have some romance.
Okay.
We can do that. You do that, and let me know how it works out. I'd love to hear. And I have to put
blessings
a quick close, so Joanne, I'm going to thank you. Blessings always. Thank you, everyone. Join me at DonnaMarieCrawford.com, and I look forward to next week. Blessings. Thank you again for connecting with me, and if you weren't able to receive a message from me directly, please know if any of the messages I shared with others connect with you, that they are absolutely meant for you too. Blessings always.